It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Meditation can wipe away the day's stress and bring with it an inner peace. Listen, as we tell you now today how you can learn to practice meditation whenever you need it most, and it can possibly really change your life. My guest is David G. He's a certified Vedic master and a teacher of seven spiritual laws of yoga. So, David, tell us about meditation. How can it change our lives?
First of all, thank you so much for having me on, Melanie. I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
We have about 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. That's like a thought every 1.2 seconds, and they're coming, and they're pounding us. It's sort of like having your cell phone on super loud, and it just keeps vibrating or ringing in your head. And the only way we can truly disconnect from that is by connecting to the stillness and the silence that rests within us. And now meditation, after 5,000 years, has been scientifically proven to increase concentration, increase learning and memory, manage stress, increase your sex hormone, and actually boost your immune system.
Wow, it can boost your immune system, and I love to hear that because I'm a big fan of meditation. But now tell the listeners exactly what they can do right now to learn to do meditation. I mean, it's not something that you have to go into many classes to learn, right? You just have to find your own way to do it. Give us a little lesson right now.
Well, the reason I wrote Secrets of Meditation was to demystify this ancient wisdom and make it accessible and practical for anyone to integrate into their life. So as long as you can breathe, you can meditate. And so what everyone can do right now, we can take 16 seconds and just watch our breath as we breathe in through our nose. We always breathe in through our nose because the breath goes deeper into our belly. And if we just witness that breath for 4 seconds as we fill our bodies, and then if we can hold that breath for just 4 seconds, and then if we can gently exhale and watch yourself exhale as that breath leaves your body, moving up through your chest, out of your nostrils again, and then hold that breath out for 4 seconds. And that was 16 seconds. And in those 16 seconds, while you were following your breath, in that moment, you were not thinking at all about the past or at all about the future. You truly disconnected. You created a pattern interrupt in that constant default mechanism. So anyone, as long as you can breathe, in 16 seconds, you can achieve a little bit of stillness, a little bit of silence, and you can do that 4 times, which is 1 minute, 4 seconds. You can do it, you know, as many times as you like, but that moment can help you disconnect from the emotional charge of the moment, the stress, the anxiety, whatever fears you have, and doing that with regularity has a halo effect, and we start to live our lives with greater grace and a little more calm amidst the chaos.
So, David, do you have to, you know, people think of TM from the 70s and sitting, you know, cross-legged and using kind of mantras, things that you, you know, say to yourself. Do you have to, do those things help you? Do you have to use them? Or can you just, I mean, what you just did was perfect. And 16 seconds, you do that a few times a day and you really can calm those inner voices and calm those inner screaming. But what about all those poses and things that people see people do?
Well, that's one of the things that has kept people from meditating so long, because there's a lot of misconceptions that somehow meditation is for woo-woos or new agers or for super meditators or for cult members. And we have to recognize that meditation is for everyone. It's simply the quieting, the progressive quieting of the fluctuations of our mind. And anyone can do that. You can even do that while you're standing on a line. You can do that while you're sitting in the doctor's office. We live in a world where we hurry up to wait. Whether you're at the airport or sitting at your desk or on the phone, you can always stop. Take those 16 seconds and have a little more grounding, a little more centering. And so ideally, if you can add 1 minute to that 16 seconds every week, after several weeks, you'll actually have a comfortable practice that you can use under any circumstances, eyes open, eyes closed. You don't have to get into the full lotus position or meet with the guru. That's great if you'd like to do that, but it's absolutely not required. As long as you can breathe, you can meditate.
And if you are somebody who is learning to do meditation, do you, like exercise, kind of feel it build on itself? Do you feel that it helped you, and then as a result, you want to do it again and again? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it has a reinforcing benefit, because just that 16 seconds that we did, if all of our listeners could just connect to that a few times over the course of the day, they'll find themselves actually a little more reflective, a little less reflexive, and a little more calm and a little less reactive. And then when you see that and you say, wow, I didn't realize that I made that decision, or wow, I'm glad I stepped back before I barked at somebody or shut down, then it starts to build on itself and feed on itself. So it's positively reinforcing, and it has the same physical benefits. Those are building up as well, increasing your sex hormone, boosting your immune system, increasing your growth hormone, lowering your pulse rate. You can actually feel that calm move into each day, and each day builds on itself.
So, David, what do you do if you try meditation and you're busy? You know, women especially, we're so busy these days with our kids and our jobs and the stress and everything, and you say, okay, I'm going to try this meditation, but those voices don't stop. Oh, how can the list, the laundry list, oh, wait a minute, the grocery list, oh, wasn't I supposed to pick a child up? How do you stop those voices long enough to do the breathing techniques and the meditation you're discussing?
Melanie, that's so perfect, because most of us are crisis meditators. We don't meditate on a regular basis or on a proactive basis. A crisis unfolds, and we find spirituality. We suddenly start to meditate. And if we can ritualize our morning practice in some way, just like we ritualize brushing our teeth. We don't brush our teeth at a particular time, but we always do it. And that's because we've ritualized it. So if we can ritualize our meditation practice, a technique I like to use is RPM, rise, pee, meditate. And so if you can, wake up and you're naturally going to pee a few minutes later, and if then just within, the next 5 minutes, even if you have to walk the dog or take care of the kids or make food or prepare something for the family, you can just stop in those few minutes. Even if you just would take a minute and do 16 seconds to bliss four times, that at least will start you on your day. And everything you touch from that moment forward will have just a little bit of stillness, a little bit of silence as it flows out of you into the world.
And do you advise, when people are in those very stressful situations, that that's a great time to stop, to de-stress, to do your 16 seconds, like if you're about to scream at your kids or your husband, there's something happening at work?
Right. If you find yourself in a highly reactive mode in that moment, and we all have that emotional tell, some of us, we feel heat building up. Others of us, we start to clench our jaw. Or our temples start to throb, or maybe our stomach flips, or we tighten our fingers. In that moment, there's a technique that I've developed called soda. And essentially, when you find yourself about to react, reach for soda. And you can just remember that acronym. S stands for stop. In that moment, just stop and unplug just for a moment, even if it's 1 to 2 seconds. Then the O is for observe. Actually witness yourself in that moment. Maybe you're float up to the top of the room and see yourself with that other person or in front of a computer screen or on the phone, and just to witness for just a moment. And then the D is for detach. Take a breath in and maybe take a half step back to separate yourself physically and energetically from that emotional turbulence. And then A, awaken to your most divine self. Awaken to the best version of who you are. Actually ask yourself, what would the best version of me, how would I respond in this moment? And so if you can reach for soda, stop, observe, detach, awaken, in less than 5 seconds, you can have a little more clarity.
Wow, that is fantastic. Soda, stop, observe, detach, and awaken. Learn to meditate. It will help us reduce our stress, make us healthier as a result. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.